From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the southwest corner of the Arabian Peninsula, tens of thousands of Yemenis have fled fighting between the army and Shiite rebels. The flow of displaced people has increased dramatically since Saudi Arabia joined in the conflict after rebels crossed over its border. NPR's Peter Kenyon has just returned from the main UN camp in northwestern Yemen. There he found aid workers struggling to cope with a rising tide of displaced families.
6 hours of hard mountainous driving brings you to the hot and arid northwestern plain of Yemen. Just outside a tiny village of cement stores and stick-and-mud dwellings, acres of tents stretch across the reddish-brown dirt, growing layers of dust as soon as they're erected. Wandering around in a daze are the mountain-born farmers and shepherds of the Sada governorate, suddenly stuck in Yemen's Red Sea coastal plain. They're trying to learn the strange customs of their new home, the Mazraq camp. The scene outside the World Food Program tent sounds chaotic, but at the center of this jostling knot of people is an aggressively maintained line, waiting for the monthly food distribution of wheat, beans, sugar, cooking oil, and salt. But to get it, you must be registered, and for some camp residents, that's a problem. Salama Ahmed, wearing the full black Islamic veil, says she and her 15 family members fled their home near the Saudi border when the rebels, known after their leader as the Houthis, moved in and Yemeni army forces attacked. In a story that would be repeated throughout the day, she explains that they first walked into Saudi Arabia, where they were welcomed. But when the Houthis crossed the border into Saudi territory last week, the Saudis rounded up all the Yemenis they could find and sent them back to Yemen, in her case, without identification cards. For now, that means no registration, no food, no tent. The unregistered borrow food from those who have it and sleep where they can. As often as not, that may mean bedding down next to a sheep, goat, or cow. For these people, animals are a main measure of wealth, and war or no war, they weren't about to leave them behind. Ali Al-Ghaisa, a slender young man with a scarred leg, can confirm at least one Saudi rocket landed on the Yemeni side of the border. He's careful to include livestock casualties in his story of fleeing the conflict.
By God, it was a problem. We were just sitting in the house when a Saudi rocket hit. I don't think there were any Houthis nearby. My brother was hit by shrapnel in the neck, and you can see my leg here. And the sheep, about 20 head of sheep, were killed.
At the UNICEF medical tent, an infant cries for its mother as a doctor takes height and weight measurements. Dr. Fakhreddin El-Mahalbi says they've had 3 infant deaths and are tracking 622 cases of severely malnourished babies. He says some of the women don't understand that they have to keep bringing the babies back until they're out of danger, so he sends volunteers out to look for them.
Yes, tell the mothers, try to advise the mothers and change the mind of the mothers and the families to bring the babies to us. Because the babies are severely malnourished, and if you let them without follow-up, they may die.
May Barazi, team leader for the UN Refugee Agency at Mazraq Camp, says relief groups are careful to respect the traditions and customs of the displaced. But as she checks in on the construction of the camp's new women's center, she also hopes they can help women play a greater role in making the camp work.
Socially and tradition-wise, the women are not as active. They don't have a lot of access to services. They are not decision makers. So we thought this is the best way. They can come, they can feel safe, they can talk, and hopefully also we'll have some literacy classes later on.
For these Yemenis, politics are a distant concern. The Houthi rebels may be Shiites in a largely Sunni country, but to these people, many of them minority Shiites themselves, the Houthis are just another criminal gang. One political question does interest them, whether the Saudi involvement will make this conflict better or worse, because that will determine how soon they can get back to the cool air of the mountains and what's left of their homes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.